We're back with District 423 on the Move, featuring the Hutchinson School District, almost said the high school, but in this case, we're kind of featuring the high school. We have Hutchinson High School Principal Patrick Walsh with us, and we're talking about the transition from 8th to 9th grade, what a 9th grader needs to know going into the high school, 9th grade here. Of course, the high school. You're a freshman. We talked about the BYOD and the Tiger Path, Pat. We're going to talk about some other things, too. College 1, 2, 3. I suspect that's just the simple part of college. How do you get into it? How do you get the ball rolling?
Kind of. The College 1, 2, 3 concept is that kids are ultimately going to go to post-secondary of some sort. And when we say college, we're not just talking about going to St. Cloud State or the University of Minnesota, but we're talking about Ridgewater or the Culinary Arts Academy or Cordon Bleu or whatever. There are some basic classes to those things. And what we want kids to do is when they are ready for that first challenge, so they're having some success in the educational environment, and we will have kids as early as 9th grade next year, who are going to be taking their first college class. Through the PSEO legislation in the state legislature, freshmen can enroll in classes that are open in the high school or at Ridgewater, as a matter of fact. So the college 1-2-3 option means the first year we want you to take one college option, and then if that's successful, you go to two, and then if that's successful, you keep bumping up the expectation and the college load. And by the time, that ninth grader leaves the house in 4 years, you know, they're ready to handle a full-time college experience, the academic load, management of time, and the various things. So it's spreading out instead of having kids, again, take all their required as a freshman and sophomore and then just, you know, immediately taking all college classes or transferring to St. Cloud at that point. We think it's more of a measured growth in that expectation.
And that's all going on with the core programs being taught at the high school, the regular classes, right?
Absolutely. You know, like in U.S. history, a lot of our top sophomores are going to take AP U.S. history. So there's really three components to College 1, 2, 3. We have Advanced Placement, or AP. And the nice thing about AP is that you get a really rigorous college experience, but you don't necessarily get the college transcript. So if you don't do well in it, you're not like carrying this burden of a bad transcript around with you the rest of your life from when you're 15, 16 years old. But if you do know it, you're going to get college credit with universally accepted curriculum that goes across the country. The other one is concurrent classes, and that's where we would teach a Ridgewater class with a Hutchinson High School teacher. Those are offered right within our building. And then finally, PSEO classes are those that are at Ridgewater, at St. Cloud State, or we have kids that actually their senior year they'll go right to Bemidji State and they will live on campus. They're still earning high school credit, but they're also earning college credit and being a college student at that time.
And when can that take place?
Basically, you could do that full-time as a junior.
Okay, so it isn't.
So to get ready for that, we would advocate, well, start off with one as a freshman, take another couple as a sophomore, and then, you know, maybe three as a junior. And then if you're really that type of student and you're at that point, you're ready for a full-time college experience, maybe it makes sense that you go full-time as a senior.
Okay, so we're talking about an eighth grader that's looking at this stuff, prepping for ninth grade, registering, getting ready, and, you know, they're faced with all of this stuff. Isn't that a lot of stress? Because you're still kind of young. You don't necessarily know what you want to do.
Correct. But there are some people, I just met with a parent of a sophomore who is coming from a different school district, and their child has been taking college classes this year as well. So you'd be surprised. I mean, a lot of kids are ready. I'm thinking of a senior right now who was basically done with our math curriculum, you know, all the way through calculus at their sophomore year. So not for everybody, no, but for individuals, certain individuals will get some invitations this summer. Certain eighth graders are going to get invitations to join open college classes. But again, just to get a taste of it, you'd be surprised how good they are.
I know with my daughter, one of the things was there were too many interests.
Yep, you got to, at some point, you're going to end up with 15 classes as a freshman. So you do have some choices, but we have to also look at taking something more than the basics so they develop a taste for what do they like. When you're sitting in a English class English is very important. I mean, I'm a strong advocate for strong English. Mm-hmm. But it isn't something that's necessarily going to lead you directly to a profession. You're going to have to probably couple that with, you know, are you going to be a public speaker? Do you think business is in your future? Or entrepreneurship? Are you going to be a computer person where you can parlay your English talent and your writing ability into, you know, writing copy or journalism or things like that? So most of our core things need to be coupled with something else. So that's another reason why Tiger Path is that important, is that you got to do some things with it to show, to develop those interests.
And in my notes here, we have do curriculars. What's this all about?
Co-curriculars.
Co-curriculars
are things that are both in the curriculum and have something extra outside of school. So if you take the first one, FFA. We have ag classes, and we also have FFA, which goes on after school. So the ag classes are actually promoting some of the extracurricular stuff that happens in the afternoon. And the afternoon things actually make the curriculum more special because they're coupled.
Well, that makes sense.
Yep. And so we have BPAs, Business Professionals of America. We've got our Jinben Chen. Last year was the national champ in fundamental accounting. Now, that's an after-school activity. But he developed that interest by taking accounting from Mr. Peterson. And so, you know, both the accounting is helping BPA and BPA is helping our business program. We've got things, HOSA, which is health occupations. There again, we've got a very strong sci-hi program through Tiger Path, kids preparing for medical and high sciences. But now they can actually go and compete against other kids in the skills that are offered through this competition in HOSA, and they can advance and be state champs or national champs or things like that. Our robotics team just competed against 63 other schools at the state robotics competition, and we're within one bin of advancing to the national competition. And then you start looking at the various classes that robotics is fueled by, and it's fueled by drafting projections and welding and manufacturing and robotics, electronics, the various classes that we have in the school. You're developing skills that you can use in robotics. And then in robotics, mm-hmm. you're developing skills that you can use in the curriculum.
It's all good.
Yeah. Our real-world design team, that's an architecture and engineering program where those five are the best of the best out of those programs, and they're going out to compete at the state and the nationals. We won the state title there 5 years in a row, I believe 6 years in a row. So there's some design challenges there that kids, it's irreplaceable. You know, they get out to Washington, D.C. and compete against the best design teams in the country. Our Social Justice League is a function of our social studies departments with Mr. Longy and Ms. Anderson, and they take on significant issues in the world, like world hunger or you know, the various things in the Middle East now, things like that. They really look at what they can do in this world to make a difference. Music and theater, our music and theater people tonight are competing in solo and ensembles after school. Again, we have choir and band tonight. But we have, classes in school, but we also compete after school. Our math league, we have math classes in school. We compete against other schools in math league. The final one that I've listed here is a function of our English department and Ms. Lloyd is the yearbook where kids, again, they're developing skills in the regular English curriculum and such, but they're also practicing that as they develop the skills to put together this yearbook.
And you brought up the word competitions a lot in this extra co-curricular talk we're doing. It just shows it's not just about sports. There's a lot of things where you compete.
Right. We're always competing in this world. You know, the globalization has forced everybody to compete, and I think the opportunity to do this around a wide range of curricular activities is awesome. To me, it's what makes school special, is the co-curriculars are just absolute home run choices for our school district and our students.
One last question, Patrick, before we close it out, I guess. How flexible is this? How set in stone is this once the child starts moving through 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade? Is it flexible?
Yeah, it's very flexible. In fact, it's very modular. If you make a choice, you know, in 9th grade, it's certainly not deterministic. It's not like choosing a major. It is kind of, but at the same time, you know, we start off pretty vanilla with those choices. You know, computer applications, for instance, you know, that can go so many different places. Mm-hmm. We start off with a welding course or drafting projections. Drafting projections can lead to manufacturing, can lead to architecture, engineering. So we pick those choices early, And then we are filtering those out later into more specific things. So even if you switch completely, we started some kids in Sci-Hi this year for healthcare and high sciences, and they're like, I'm totally want to be in the ag. You know, that happens, and we're letting them do that. It's not a path that you stay on. It's a path that you're looking around to see what's there.
If anybody has any questions or concerns or want to find out more, what do they do?
We would advocate to call the school. The counselors, Dave Ellison and Sherry Michelnagy, they are very, very good with this stuff. And if you have questions about the high school experience, by all means do that. Or, of course, you can call me or email.
Anything else, Pat?
No.
All right. This has been 423 on the Move on AM 1260 KDUZ, featuring the Hutchinson School District. My guest today, Hutchinson High School Principal Patrick Walsh. Pat, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Mark.